Well, today, like around the league, Thursdays is third down football and our special situation football. So we did a lot of work on that in all third down situations. Offensively, we've got a lot to handle in the multiple defense that Dick LeBeau plays, different personnel groupings, different fronts, all different kinds of blitzes. So we maxed out today on trying to see as much as we could, both in cards and then in a competition against our defense. And then conversely, defense did the same thing. They worked off cards in third down, and they worked against, the Bear offense, number one offense, in a competition period. So that was really the bulk of what we did. We certainly went back and did some first and second down stuff. On the field, Brandon had a very good practice. Then at about the middle to late practice, tightened up a little bit in his back. So just to be cautious, we pulled him out of practice, and he walked around and moved around. And as I said, we'll just be cautious, and we'll have him limited tomorrow, just coming out. We'll see where he's at. Charles worked on the sideline with trainers today, worked actively on the sideline with trainers. He was limited and did all the walkthroughs throughout practice. I think that was it on the guys. Martellus practiced full today and did everything we asked him to do. Yeah, and he has been. I mean, he's got a lot of practice time, throughout the OTAs, and has always done a good job for us in that regard and in backing up the corners. As I said, we're encouraged that Charles will be ready, but Zach's had a good week of practice as well. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're excited about going. I think the guys are excited about heading east and playing in Pittsburgh. It's a great environment for football like ours. And, we'll find out more about ourselves. We've got to play in the noise. We've got to play in an environment there's going to be a great sense of urgency on both teams. And it'll be exciting. Yeah, I think it will help measure us a little bit more. Well, we've known each other a long time. We coach with each other in Oakland. Obviously, we're coaching in a different place at a different time, and it's only gotten better. I mean, Aaron is extremely experienced, obviously, and he's been in a number of different organizations now since we were together. He's been in Tampa and been in New Orleans with Sean, and so he's actively grown as a coach and his understanding of the game when he was a young coach 12 years ago in Oakland, being trained by Bill Callahan. So I think it's gone really well. I think we work well together. We have a great sense for give and take, and I think he's doing a tremendous job coaching the coaches on our offense as well and leading our offense.
How do the play calling decisions come about?
Well, basically, we work together to make the play selections, and I have the 51% rule in what goes into Jay, really, but we're actively communicating through the week. We have a plan going in. We talk about how we want to coach the game, how we want to attack the use of the run and the pass. My focus is more on the passing game and Aaron's on the running game because it's such a highly specialized environment now. And that's the way it is throughout the league for the most part. Coaches are working together in community to make final decisions as to what play goes in, and Aaron's certainly a big part of that, as is the rest of the staff. That word's just thrown around. I don't get that at all. But anyways, back to the question. Jay's very typical of quarterbacks who are playing at a high level. He's extremely bright. He's hardworking. He understands football. He's extremely experienced right now. He's played in a lot of different offenses and been coached by some really good coaches. So I think the combination of, he's willing to grind it out with the coaches every day. He's in earlier than the players. We spend a lot of time before the players. We start with the players, the rest of the team. And then once the players are excused, he's still with us working on engineering the game plan and customizing it to best fit him and our offense. So he's right up there with all of them. Certainly, it's very easy to talk football with Jay, and we can get a lot done in a short period of time because we don't have to go to the board and explain everything. We don't get into long dialogues or long discussions. We can really, in a sense, talk in quick bullet points and sound bites because there's such a sense of urgency throughout the day to get things done, and that really helps. Well, it's always more difficult. Over the years, it was even more difficult because you were seeing less 30. When I started coaching in the league, there was a lot of 30, and then it evolved to four down, and now it's gone back over the last 4 or 5 years to more teams, in the 30, and it changes how you protect. They've got four guys more guys that are able to rush the passer than teams that have four down. And because of that, you've got to make sure you block the right ones because they're too big for your backs to block. And it goes like that. So they come from different places at different times, and then they use the same players in their four down, and you've got to know what position they're playing. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's certainly doable. We feel we got a good beat on it. Like I said, we got to go on the noise and be able to handle it with an environment that's going to be very difficult to communicate in. Well, everybody plays a role in protecting the quarterback. The receivers play a role in protecting the quarterback. That's why when we meet, we talk about it. I mean, if they don't get open quick enough, quarterback's going to get sacked. If they can't get off the bump and run, the quarterback's going to get sacked because they have to hold the ball a click longer. If they're not doing their job, the tight ends and the backs are involved in protecting it. And the quarterback, you know, he's got the last word in how we protect and who we protect with and who the five linemen block and who the back blocks. So it's a coordinated effort. We spend a lot of time on it, almost every waking hour on it, and certainly in during the course of the day with the players, we spend a lot of time in our protection meetings, and it's still very difficult. So, you know, as I said early in the week, we're not here saying we don't know how good a pass protectors we are yet. We haven't played enough football to know. We'll know a little bit more certainly on Sunday night, you know, after the game, and we'll continue to find out more. But the guys are working hard at it, and Jay's critically responsible, like most quarterbacks are in the National Football League, to dictate where we direct our center and our protection.